You're listening to the Nerd Couple Show, settling nerd couple arguments one episode at a time. And here's your hosts, Jen Page and John Curtis.
I think they're kooky in a normal kind of way.
You know how to love me like a nerd.
Good morning, nerds.
Like a nerd.
And today's show will be a bit different. We're going to have some fun like always, but we're also going to let you into our nerd lives in a more vulnerable way than we ever have.
And there won't be the typical nerd couple arguments. So on today's show, we will honor our cat Luna, who we had to let pass this week on Friday.
And Thursday. In her honor, we will hash out our favorite non-human companions from live action film and TV.
Now, first up, in TV wrap-up, how we're feeling about the fourth season of Stranger Things and where we hope they take us in the final season. Ooh.
Do you flee Vecna and his cultists? Or do you stand your ground and fight? Come on. I say we fight. To the death.
To the death.
To the death.
If you're just listening, we would love you to go check out our TikTok. That video we just played is from our little tribute to Stranger Things season 4. And John is a fantastic Dustin. You have to see it.
Thank you. So this season of Stranger Things takes place 8 months after season 3, and we're in 1986.
And warning, there will be spoilers. So if you're not caught up, come back in 10 minutes. So Stranger Things.
Yes.
I'm going to start this off by saying the season finale, like, you could tell it's made for our generation, for Gen Xers. But we love that it's spanning all generations.
Like, yes.
Harley loves the show, too.
It's
and she's a
all of us
Gen
together.
Z-er. Yeah, it's great. So, like, when he starts rocking out on the roof of the house, we like John literally was basically had like a lighter in the room and was like, it was just like
so good.
But, and there was like another point where, do you remember which song it was when they suddenly like started doing a song and you were just like,
oh God, what was that?
I can't remember right now, but like it's so 80s, it's so fantastic. One of my favorite moments though is when Eddie's, you know, he's running out of that house with all the creatures coming after him and he just drops everything and he turns with the sword and he's just like ready to fight.
It's just a Dungeons and Dragons session come to life.
Literally, at one point he goes, I had to write it down because he literally says, it's so D&D. This show is every fantasy I've ever had. And he says it while he's giggling. It was so cute.
Seriously. I mean, you want to be that cartoon from the 80s where the kids are playing Dungeons and Dragons and then they're just sucked into the world.
Yeah. I think there was a really cool moment too. Like we have Elle kind of come back with her superhero powers and oh my gosh, everybody was killing their acting performances. Like every single person was just heart-wrenching the whole season finale.
I know these guys are all season pros as kids or whatever.
At this point,
but still though, they're just bringing it at a high level.
That moment with Dustin and Eddie's dad at the end was just like, his performance in that moment, I'm going to cry just thinking about it.
I know.
Eddie has become a favorite of almost everybody across the board. And what is Eddie's real name?
It's Joseph Quinn.
Joseph Quinn.
And Dustin is Gatton Matarazzo.
Gatton?
Gatton Matarazzo.
Those are definitely my two favorite characters. I don't know if you have any favorites.
I mean, Dustin and... Do we want to talk about Eddie right now?
I mean, well, I think it's a huge spoiler, so hopefully everybody who hasn't seen it has turned it off, but... we're not okay.
Not okay at all.
There was a point where, you know, Eddie finally, he's like, I'm not going to run. Look, I'm tearing up. He's like, I'm not going to run this time. And he gets off the bike and he turns around and he's got the sword and he starts fighting. And you're just like, I love this character. And then Dustin gets to him and all of a sudden you realize Eddie's dying. And you're like, no, this is our new favorite character. You cannot kill him.
Look at the bravery he displayed there and the emotion and... He's living his best life while throwing that sword up in the air and it's got his, man, that got to me.
Oh, Holly, you want to say something?
The Duffer brothers are going to hear from me.
Good, let them have it.
Because Eddie died, spoiler, as a hero for the town that hated him and he died.
For them.
For them, for the town that hated him. Because he wouldn't have died and if they didn't do everything that they did, the town would have died.
Mm-hmm.
And they still think that he's a monster and a murderer. And
that's why the moment with Dustin was so powerful. Because remember when I said, you were like, what's he doing or whatever? And I was like, he's becoming the hero in the moment where he picked the sword up. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, Dustin says to his dad, he is a hero. Mm-hmm. I'm tearing up. It was so powerful. And I feel like you and Harley both didn't really get into Stranger Things, I feel like, until right. this season.
Fellow nerd on Hufugu says in the comments, did you see season two, John? And he's right. He's calling me out. But I did not because it just lost interest. And then I was made to watch a season finale, I think, of season two.
Of season three, you loved I wanted to show you the never-ending story song mm-hmm. moment.
And then went back and saw that season.
But you didn't even watch that whole season. You just watched the
second
episode.
Half, yeah.
But this season, this is how good the finale is. The two last episodes are about, what, hour and a half, 2.5, so like 3-4 hours total. Yeah. And we couldn't watch him until last night. We went to watch him for the show, and he's normally falling asleep by 7:38.
Up till midnight.
Even when he starts falling asleep, and I was like, meh, on his nose. And he was like, okay, I'm awake. And then you just were up the rest of the show.
Because that was that good.
I mean, I don't have much else to say. I'm heartbroken.
Well, let's move on to Max. Okay. I have a problem with that.
Well, the thing is, Max had to die.
Did she?
Because he said, when the fourth person dies, the whole town goes. So she had to die. But
why couldn't it have been someone else?
But they did a good trick, though. They let her die for 1 minute. L brought her back. Nobody really understands what happened, but L brought her back. That's what happened. So she's dead. L brings her back. Now she's in a coma in a hospital. We don't know where she's at. L's trying to, you know, go in her brain and find her. But we know she's not really dead. Come on.
I'm going to start calling L Neo.
She's the one. I was really bothered. I was telling John this, and I know it's so superficial, but I hate that they shaved her head again.
Why?
Just think it was so unnecessary. And it's the same thing I was saying to you. Like, boys think girls need to look like boys or something to be badasses. They either need to have big muscles, they need to have shaved heads. Like, why can't she
I'm sorry. That is a false assumption. We are having a nerd argument.
It's 100% true. 100% true.
I didn't think anything of it. And I love the fact that she and Hopper got to bond over the bald heads.
You know what I think bothered me the most? It's sort of a non-consent thing. Literally, they did this to her without her consent. And that, I think, is what bothered me the most.
I disagree. I think the storytellers wanted you to connect with her bald head with the power that she was exhibiting when she was being...
I get that. I just don't know that it was necessary. Hmm. Anyway.
Time to beat up the bats, Mr. J?
Not now, Harley. We're moving on.
Oh, boy.
Non-human companions. We've never covered on this show non-human companions. They're the unsung heroes of our lives, mm-hmm. our actual lives, and of our films.
So in honor of them, we have 5 categories, and we'll give you our favorite from each, and honor of our cat, Luna, we will start with the best cat companion.
I'll just go first, because I was struggling a little bit with some choices here. I almost went with the Pet Sematary cat, just because I thought that was like, that's the first cat that popped in my mind. How creepy was that cat? Of course, Mrs. Norris Filch's cat from the Harry Potter series came to mind. Uh-huh. I was almost going to say Jonesy from Alien, but I'm not a big Alien fan, so I didn't go there.
Man, Jonesy!
I ended up going with Goose from Captain Marvel, because I love the fact that he's an alien who's like basically there to help fight danger in his own way. So Goose wins.
Well, I'm going to say Mr. Bigglesworth.
Why do we know the name? Austin Powers.
Eva. Yes.
Yeah. That's what? The kind of cat that Harley wants, those weird hairless cats. They're too creepy.
Oh, Mr. Bigglesworth. He was the rock behind Dr. Evil.
Harley, what cat did you pick?
So I have 2. Obviously Crookshanks, which is Hermione's cat.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
And I know this is technically not fully a cat, but I said McGonagall from Harry Potter because she turns into a cat.
Oh, okay.
And
but she's not really a companion.
But I would want her as a companion. Oh, I would want her as like my best friend who is also a cat.
Because she's my best friend.
Okay. So in our chat, Tanya says Salem from Sabrina's Teenage Witch. Yeah, that's what Jason also said. That was actually the first cat I thought of, but when I really thought about it, Adrian also says, agree with Sabrina Teenage Witch cat Salem. But in this TV show, he's really kind of obnoxious, and I didn't like him. Even though the Salem the cat in the Sabrina Netflix series is pretty cool, but he didn't talk, so I wasn't sure. Next category is best robot cyborg companion.
Okay, from here on out, Star Wars could have filled the void for all of these categories. So I did a Star Wars version and then another version.
Okay. And that means you cheated. So I'm going to only let you pick one.
All right, fine.
You have to pick one, well, like the rest
okay,
of us.
It's not going
to
be R2-D2, like Mr. everyone else
is Mr.
Say.
Who loves the rules.
I do love the rules. All right, best robot companion, Cyberdyne Systems Model 101.
The Terminator who wants to kill everybody?
That's the T-1000, oh. If you know your Cyberdyne.
I don't.
No, that's Arnold Schwarzenegger. He is the best robot cyborg companion.
Arnold Schwarzenegger can't be a cyborg companion. He's the star of the movie.
He's not the star of the movie.
Which
it's
movie
John
are we
Connor.
About?
T2. John Connor is the star of the movie. Arnold Schwarzenegger is his companion.
I think that's a fine line, but I'll give it to
thank
you.
Thank you. You're so magnanimous.
And yes, I did pick R2-D2 for my cyborg
good pick.
Robot.
Good pick.
I had a really hard time, though. It was between R2 and BB-8. R2-BB-8. I couldn't decide because I love them both.
You made the right choice.
Well, ultimately, I went with R2 because, one, he has saved too many people too many times.
Over too many generations.
And he's a smartass like me, so I love him. Who did you pick, Harley?
Listen. I don't watch sci-fi. I don't watch any of these types of movies, so I had a really hard time. So I get that he's technically a main character, but I picked Optimus Prime. Because I have a crush on him, and I want him to be my companion, so...
I think I'll back this, because if you're going to get to... Which Hefugu says, it's called The Terminator, not the John Connor story. So, so if you get to pick The Terminator as your companion, why can't you pick Optimus?
Because I almost picked Bumblebee.
Fair enough.
Bumblebee's a really good companion.
Easy. That's, everybody's going to pick that.
We'll say Optimus Prime is Shia LaBeouf's companion.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Okay. Next up is Best Alien Companion.
Okay. I had a hard time with this one because there were a lot of good aliens.
I had one choice.
I know
that
what yours
it.
Is. I'm going to guess what yours yes. is. Groot.
Who?
Groot.
No.
Oh.
Really? That's who you would guess right away is what I would want to hang around with all the time?
Chewbacca? Yeah.
Chewie was number two.
Who's your favorite?
Freaking Grogu, hello.
Oh, Grogu.
I literally wanted to carry him in my little
you
pouch.
You would hate having Grogu around.
I wanted to carry him in my pouch to Celebration, remember?
Yeah, that's
and I couldn't
true.
Get him to fit. That I want him as my companion. Why would I hate him being around?
He's
the force.
He's just like Wicket. He's demanding.
He's
he
not
needs
demanding
to eat all
at
the
all.
Time. He's going to destroy your things by accident.
You don't. You've obviously not paid attention to what Grogu does in the series.
I've seen it.
Other than him eating the eggs of the alien race that he shouldn't yeah. be eating, Grogu's actually just a sweet little fun companion.
True story. Yesterday, I'm driving down the freeway, and this biker who is looks like that stereotypical biker in the movies with chaps and the skull thing down, you know, the high bars. He's got Grogu tied to his back seat. It's just that and Grogu.
So who did you pick as alien?
My alien is, I picked Groot.
You picked Groot.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Groot. Adult Groot, yes. What an amazing companion. He's compassionate. He's caring. He will take care of you. There is no way I want baby Groot hanging around
Groot
with me.
Baby Groot jumps on the button and then you drop to your death.
Exactly.
Baby Groot's cute. Adolescent Groot is who you don't want to be around.
Oh, heck no.
As evidenced by the rest of the crew. They're like,
I'm adolescent
Ayo!
Groot. I'm adolescent Groot. Hello?
You just aged out of adolescent Groot. Welcome to
But yes, adult Groot, you couldn't have a better companion who would do anything to save you. Harley, who did you pick?
I also had a hard time with this one, and I'm genuinely shocked that neither of you picked E.T. I didn't pick E.T.
That was my honorable mention.
But I picked Mantis from Guardians of the Galaxy. She's sweet, she's really smart, and she's funny. Like, so she's good to hang around.
Guardians representing in this category.
Pretty, pretty good. Brian McKee says, Alien from the Last Starfighter.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Oh, my gosh. Brian has the best one. I didn't even think about him. Johnny Five.
Wow. Oh, is that animated? No.
No. Johnny Five from Short Circuit. Thank you.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Brain Rewired.
Okay, yes, 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 yes.
I mean, he's kind of going to wreck things, though, so I don't know, but he's so cute. I love
Grig.
Him.
Grig. Grig is the name of the alien from Last Starfighter. Grig.
Summer says, and good morning, Summer. She says, the robot in the original Lost in Space. What? I'm old school.
Danger. Danger. Danger, Will Robinson.
And then... Is this a robot, Adrian? Jeff Peterson from The Late Late Show with Greg Ferguson? I don't watch Greg Ferguson.
Take your word for it.
But now I need to look it up. Summer says Andy likes Grogu. Yes. Hafuga says my backup choice is Barf from Spaceballs. Was he cyborg? Was he part robot?
No, he was the Chewbacca version.
Oh, alien. That's alien. Yeah. I'm getting confused.
Think of Spaceballs. Oh, my shame. God.
Barf. Shame. And Sandy agrees, robot from Johnny Five she loves. Okay. And Adrian says, yes, he is a robot on Late Late Show with Greg Rogerson. I'm going to have to look him up when we're done. Okay. Fourth category is probably the hardest category for me to choose. Mm. Favorite magical creature companion.
Yes. Okay.
Now, by companion, here's what we had to help us narrow it down. Is it someone, something you really want to hang around with? You want to have them by your side. If you don't want to have them by your side, they can't be your favorite because they're just going to annoy you, which is why I wouldn't pick something like a Niffler. As cute as they are, they're going to just be annoying all the time. So as much as I love the Bo Truckle from Fantastic Beasts, love, 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 I wanted him the minute I met him in the first movie, I had to go with Pegasus because ever since the original Clash of the Titans in the 80s, I've wanted Pegasus. And that's a long, I probably saw that when I was what, 8 or something? And I'm 45 and good. I still would love a Pegasus.
And
so.
It's a great sequence where he gets on Pegasus. Remember how he captures Pegasus from the first time when he's drinking water? Yeah. And then the music swells when he's up there in the air with him.
I just love Pegasus. So, and it's kind of like my Patronus is a Pegasus.
Awesome.
Maybe I'm just figuring that out. My Patronus has always been like a heart with wings. That's kind of it's just for some reason, that's always what came to mind. But maybe that stems from the Pegasus.
That's pretty cool.
Aha moment here on the Nerd Couple Show.
So before I understood what your magical creature was, I thought this category was non-cat companion, animal-wise.
So we had it first.
Yeah, I'll stick with that. And I'll let
No, you're not. You're going to pick magical creature right now. Go.
Hedwig.
You would just want to hang around with Hedwig?
Well, I don't want to take 5 minutes
Here's who I think he would really pick if he thought about it. Falcor. Because you could ride around. He's like a big dog.
Yeah!
And you did that TikTok.
But I want the nerds, my original choices, I want the nerds to help me out. Hedwig or Toto? Who's a better companion?
Toto from Wizard of Oz?
Yeah. So Hedwig delivers letters and does
First
a few
off,
good
Toto's
things.
First Toto's not magical.
Hedwig is much beloved because it was always there for Harry. But Toto does stuff. Toto helps her out. Legit saves the day.
Your answer's canceled. That's not a magical creature. Harley,
I think Toto is magical.
Who did you pick for magical creature?
I picked Pickett, the Bo Truckle, because he's just kind of like an emotional support.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, he'll hug you. He'll always be with you.
And in that last movie we watched, he saved the day at one point.
Yeah. Or those things, I forget what they're called, the like horse thingies
the
in
chillins?
The last movie.
Centaur?
The Chillins.
Chillins.
Oh, the Chillins.
Yep, they
look
kind of like deer.
Yeah, they're like, so cute.
Someone decided to call that creature Chillin'.
Yeah.
Brian says, never any story, the flying dog.
Yep, covered. Luck Dragon, Falcor.
Summer says, I always love the Pegasus. Aww. Tanya says, the Luck Dragon.
Man, never ending story, reppin'.
Hafugu says, I drink with brownies from Willow. I don't remember brownies. Remind me who brownies was?
The brownies, they're magical creatures.
I've only watched Willow once, and it was so long ago.
They're like wood fairies. Jay, is that right?
Sandy says, Kazoo from Flint. I don't even know that, Sandy, but he sounds cute. Oh, Kazoo from Flintstones. Was he the purple dinosaur?
No. Wasn't Kazoo the little green alien?
Oh, he was the little green alien. Yeah, that's her alien. Yeah. I got it. I'm there.
Also, I believe it's Gazoo, the great Gazoo.
Maybe. Oh.
The green alien. Yeah.
Or we're just dumb, which is possible.
That's a highly likely possibility.
Okay, final category for our favorite non-human companions is best spirit / ghost / supernatural character.
I'll go first because this is the one where I did allow myself to go with Star Wars.
Okay.
Is it Ben Kenobi? Nope. Because ghost Ben Kenobi is just a liar pants. Certain point of view. So yes, Luke Skywalker is the best ghost companion because he helps you out. He lifts stuff with the Force. Still with the Force. This guy's strong. The greatest Jedi of all time. Luke Skywalker!
I couldn't stop thinking about ghosts on CBS because I love all the ghosts. I think they're hilarious. But when I was trying to think of the one I would want to hang out with, I realized you don't really want to hang out with any one of them.
Yeah, you do.
Really think about it. They're either going to be obnoxious, telling you what to do, wanting to do things, like being very needy. I ended up going with Slimer from Ghostbusters.
Yeah!
No. I know he's messy and I hate messes, but I just figured we could like eat whatever we want and run around town making havoc.
Great answer. What a good eat anything you want companion.
Yeah.
Mm.
Who'd you pick, Harley?
So mine's kind of dark, but technically.
On brand?
Yes. Cedric Diggory does become a ghost.
What?
In Half Blood Prince.
Oh.
Remember, he says, take my body to my father when Harry's.
That's right. He's an apparition
Voldemort
there.
The all
Star Wars,
I could
Wars,
see
kind
you
of.
Want to hanging out with him. And I'm going to say, air quotes, hanging out with him.
What am I going to do with the ghost, Mom?
Oh
but for
God.
A supernatural character, like a supernatural creature, I picked Castiel, obviously, from Supernatural. I thought about it. I would love to hang out with him, but also he could just be like the worst because he's so monotone. He doesn't understand jokes. He doesn't understand references. It will just be hard.
Okay. Well, let's just move
Moving on.
Vision, have you seen the kids?
We should probably just change subjects.
So this week in our nerd lives, we want to share with you one of the hardest days we have faced. Mm. So here's our nerd lives for you.
Oh, boy.
So, you want to go, babe?
My cat, Luna.
Since you had since a kitten.
She was a kitten back in 2006.
She was 16 years old.
She's seen a lot of stuff with me, been through some highs, some lows. And she's just kind of wasting away a little bit too much this last year, so.
Yeah, the week leading up to her passing, we were really seeing, like, it was really bad. He was having a hard time because she'd wake up in the morning and suddenly have a little bit of energy, and she'd ask for food, and she'd have life in her. But the rest of the day, she would go hide and by herself, which she never did. She was literally, for 16 years, if John laid down, she was on his back, on his stomach, on his lap. She never left his side. And for the whole week, she would go in our room and curl up in a ball and just be by herself. And it was so sad.
Yeah. So,
it was a really hard decision. I think I ultimately had to really give John pros and cons. I wanted him to make the decision. I did not want to make it.
I'm good.
I don't know how.
She's always been skinny, but she's really.
So well, the thing is, like, we had.
I can't get through this segment.
Harley and I. Have never really had pets like that, like around us. We've fostered pets here and there. So this was the first time that Holly and I really were even part of something like this and making a decision like this. And it's funny because in the last couple of weeks where we kind of were saying, like, we think it's time, I was getting closer with Luna. Her and I, when Luna and I first met, we fought because she wanted all his attention. She did not want me around.
She's my girl.
And I would be like, she's
got to
go. I am here now. So it took us, we never really fully connected. But in the last couple of weeks especially, like, I was feeding her extra food to spoil her.
Took her outside for the first time.
I would
give her
walks. I would give her ice, like vanilla ice cream. I'd let her lick it. And so we got really close. And every morning I'd like kind of like pet her little head and be like, good morning. And there was never a day the last 2 weeks where like once we started feeding her food and she knew I had food, I would open my door in the morning and she'd literally be sitting there staring, waiting for me to come out of the room every morning.
I think she had a really good life.
I think she had an amazing life.
But especially so, you made it so in the last, thank you.
Mm.
She, Luna, was well known for, if you had a bowl of food lying around, don't, because you will leave for 30 seconds and come back with her entire head eating my spaghetti. So
she really went after the human food, like,
she had
with
a legacy.
A vengeance.
It
up
was
on
so
the stove
weird.
Up on the table, you had to guard it or you had to put it away because she was gonna get into it.
And what was crazy because like our other cat Chimera has zero interest in human food. Like anything Luna would eat, Chimera would just smell and walk away. To this day, Chimera, she loves her cat. Like if you would give her wet food, she would cry for it. But like,
yeah,
Luna loved human food. It's so bizarre. We had to finally make the decision because she was suffering. She was suffering. And even though she was having good days, she was suffering. She was not well.
And the only way I've ever let my pets go was through a vet, take it to a vet. But this one insisted that we do it at home. We call a service up and a vet comes to your house. And it was really money well spent. And I really thank you for that again.
Gold Coast Mobile. If anybody needs this service, email us because I got to tell you that she made this experience so, I mean, she was so calm, our vet. She came in very...
I mean, I was a wreck, and it was special.
She took her time with everything. She let John have all the time he needed. She was, like, very gentle with Luna. Even after Luna passed, she gently put her in this little basket and covered her, but left her head out. Just her energy was so good and made this experience as easy. It's not an easy time. And the thing is, like I said, like Harley and I have never even seen anybody we know die. We've never seen death. So I know Harley struggled a little bit with that. And for me, there's still a hole. Like, I didn't even know I have a Luna hole that I didn't know I would have. Like, still to this morning, like, I could have swore Luna walked in the room and it was Chimera. Or I'm like, the first day I opened the door and she wasn't there, and that was really hard.
Yeah, I still look for her in the morning.
Adrian says, I'm sorry, John, 16 years is a nice long life, but never long enough because our pets are such big parts of our hearts. Sandy, I'm sorry for your loss. And then Hafugo and Summer giving some hearts to you and hugs.
So in the end, she passed away in my lap while I was petting her head.
Yeah.
It's good.
So we wish her, she's going to run in the nerd realm in the...
See you on the other side, Luna.
Yeah. Hey, you should be there waiting. She'll know what to do when you get there.
That's right.
We don't want to leave the show with our normal big BS stuff. So that's our show.
All right. That's our show. Keep embracing your non-human companion like the weirdo that they are and for the love that they give.
Bye, nerds.
You've been listening to The Nerd Couple Show. If you're having fun nerding out with us, please subscribe to Apple Podcasts. Rate and review as it helps others find the show, which helps us keep delivering fun content. We're also on all of your other favorite podcast apps. Nerd out all week with us on YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok. You can find us on all socials at Nerd Couple Show.
We want to hear from you. Send your questions and topics you think we should cover to nerdcoupleshow@gmail.com and check out our merch shop with original Nerd Couple Show designs. Visit thenerdcoupleshow.com to find all the ways you can get into the conversation, including our private Facebook community where all nerds are welcome. Thank you again for being on this hero's journey with us. 'Cause you know how to love me.